AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The Biden administration says Medicare recipients will save about $1.5 billion on medications for diabetes, heart disease, types of arthritis, and other ailments under new prices negotiated with drug companies that will take effect in 2026. A Peruvian gang leader wanted for 23 killings in his home country has been arrested in the U.S., AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A Peruvian gang leader suspected in nearly two dozen killings in his home country was arrested Wednesday in New York by U.S. immigration authorities. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says Gianfranco Torres Navarro, the leader of Los Killers, who is wanted for 23 killings in Peru, was arrested in Endicott, New York. That's about 145 miles northwest of New York City. According to the agency, known as ICE, Torres Navarro entered the U.S. illegally at the Texas-Mexico border on May 16th. He was arrested the same day and given a notice to appear for immigration proceedings. ICE says it moved to arrest Torres Navarro after receiving information on July 8th that he was wanted in Peru. I'm Norman Hall.
The director of litigation at the Privacy Information Center, John Davidson, says that the use of what he calls contracts of adhesion, where Disney is arguing that they are not legally responsible for a man's death after eating at a Disney restaurant because he signed up for a trial of Disney Plus in 2019, is stunning.
That contract that you signed or agreed to in the context of a streaming service is suddenly being pulled out by the company and applied to a dispute about your death at one of their restaurants, which is something way beyond the contemplation even of the most sophisticated consumer when they're signing up for a streaming service. So what's at stake is really any semblance of fairness to the consumer who is constantly asked to agree to these types of contracts.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the investigation into the death of a TV star.
Charges are being filed in connection with the death last year in Los Angeles of Friends star Matthew Perry. Five people in all are accused.
A live-in assistant, various go-betweens, two medical doctors, and a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen.
Perry died from a ketamine overdose. Ketamine is a powerful anesthetic that sometimes is used to treat chronic pain and depression. Los Angeles U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada says the five were Perry's suppliers.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyway.
The assistant, Kenneth Iwomasa, found Perry dead last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.